92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. On Mondays, we say hi to Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness, and we ask the acupuncturist. Dr. Tasha, good to have you here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. And we have a special guest. Jan is in the studio. Hi, Jan. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good to have you guys here. June, I didn't know this till you told me, and I'm a cancer survivor. June is Cancer Survivor Awareness Month.
Yeah, it's something that's really near and dear to my heart. Both my mother and my father have had cancer, and it's a journey I've walked through with them, and I treat a lot of cancer patients.
You do.
It was very exciting to me to bring Jan with me because she's our front desk, and she's the voice of Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness, and she's the one who greets you at the door. And I love her story about how we helped her recover.
Tell us, Jan.
Yeah, so when I turned 50, I got a big surprise. I got a cancer diagnosis, breast cancer, and it had traveled to my lymph nodes. That's totally a game changer.
Yes, it is.
In life. And at the time, Dr. Tasha is my daughter, and she was in acupuncture school, and I wasn't overly familiar with acupuncture. I thought that's what she wants to do. Great. I wasn't either in or out with it.
Right.
That's what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had surgery, had lymph nodes removed, a tumor removed. And I was told before that I may have to have some surgery on my arm because it will decrease my mobility for whatever reason. They said there was a good chance. So as soon as I had completed the surgery, Dr. Tasha started doing acupuncture and doing cupping on my arm to increase the blood flow.
Cupping?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And when I went to see the radiologist, he said I was in the top 98 percentile of mobility that he sees. And so after that, I was definitely a believer.
Wow. It's interesting that you say that because I had some lymph nodes removed when I had a partial lumpectomy, okay? And I got something called lymph node cording.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like I had rope underneath my arms, and I had to go to physical therapy for it. And my arm, I couldn't use it.
Correct.
Wow.
So I had no residual effects from that.
That's fantastic. Because of the cupping and because of going to Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the cool thing about what we do, right, is we treat each patient, you know, we tailor a plan to them to get them the results that they need.
Right.
And with my cancer patients, my gosh, you've just gone through hell.
Yeah.
And you're going to come out of it with an issue like your shoulder doesn't work anymore. You have neuropathy from the chemo. You're exhausted. You have radiation burns. The sooner I can get to all of these issues, the better your outcome is going to be.
We've talked about the radiation. Yeah. I talked to you about that last month, that sometimes I still get these weird pains, and it's odd. And I was told, well, you're just going to have to live with it. And I'm like, but I don't want to.
No, and you shouldn't have to.
Nobody should have to.
Right. And in our office, you don't.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. This is so interesting. You're right, though, because when you do, you know, it does take a long time after that cancer diagnosis to come to terms with everything. And then you have your treatment and all of that. And then, you know, you go to your appointments and you're waiting for that 5-year mark. Right. And that's a long time to wait. And
a lot can happen
in between that time.
Right.
Jan, congratulations on being a cancer survivor.
Thanks so much, and the same to you as well.
I appreciate that. This is another segment of Ask Dr. Tasha, Ask the Acupuncturist with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.